Listen up, it's time for Reporting 101, where real kids let you know what's up.
Part of a collaboration of Police Athletic League New York and Radio Rookies.
Let's start the show.
Dear listener,
today we are writing from MS 118 in the Bronx. We interview staff and students at PAF. Because we wanted to paint a picture of what the Bronx is from the people who actually live here.
If you've never been to the Bronx before, let us catch you up.
The Bronx is home to many cultures and energies.
The Bronx is very enriched with a lot of Spanish people and a lot of African people, so you can see a lot of cultures over here.
It's home to the most famous baseball team in the world.
When they come to the Bronx, that's the big thing, the Yankees. Like, they represent the Bronx.
But aside from the good culture, there's also a culture of danger.
It's sad, but I tell them to stay aware, watch who's around them and stuff. Always be aware of your surroundings. Watching the Avenue over there, because I grew up over there, and it's a horrible neighborhood. It was like every day I was hearing gunshots and stuff. It's bad.
I would create better programs for basically these young males that do not have father figures, and then they just look for the streets to find the father. It's just really sad how all these kids are so young and they're dying for nothing.
It's not all great. There are things we would like to see improve, things that we would change.
We want to create safer places in public for kids to enjoy.
I would like more parks in my neighborhood because the area I live at, it's all project buildings and there's no parks.
I have more playgrounds. We have a lot of little kids that's all in the streets doing wrong.
The Bronx tends to get a bad rap from people who don't live here or have never been here.
But to the people who are here, it feels like home. It's a family place.
Literally, my mother, my godmother, and my godfather, my aunts and uncles lived literally on that block. So if I try to get in trouble, my mom already knew.
I was born and raised in the Bronx, so basically I just stayed here.
My family was born here, so I kind of had no choice at first. But now it's just, you know, it's a part of me now. Now I know all the people around here. I know my friends, my family, everybody lives around here. So I don't see myself moving anytime soon.
To me, I like the Bronx. I don't know. I just grew up here and stuff. Just feel like home.
It's the same with our families. It goes back for generations. If you were born in the Bronx, you don't really want to leave.
Well, I was born and raised in the Bronx. The Bronx is like my favorite place in New York, so.
It's odd. We have this great feeling of family rubbing up against the violence.
I have two kids, and the shootings and all the fighting and all the cops, it actually scares me, so I just basically want to move out just so my kids can have a better lifestyle.
There are some good places to get away from the violence, though.
The Museum of Art in the South Bronx.
You should visit, of course, 161 is a lot of tourist attraction. That's the Yankee Stadium. There's a lot of parks around and things like that.
You could also visit the Bronx Zoo.
Stop by Little Italy to get some food. Anything pasta, anything pizza. Oh, you go to the bakery and you eat everything. Everything's good.
Fordham Comics in Fordham University by Fordham. That's where I literally will spend the majority on my Friday nights because that's my Friday night magic spot.
The Bronx can be what you want it to be. Just make sure it's good for your future.
I can say the Bronx is hopes and dreams.
We hope to see you soon.
Sincerely, PAL Bronx, Reporting 101.